Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. Pretty important update to share with you this afternoon. Happy to be welcomed back by Kendra Johnston. She's the president of the Association for Mineral Exploration up in British Columbia. Kendra is no stranger to this podcast, and I'm happy to be working with the association for the Roundup Conference that is officially going to be underway January 31st through February 3rd, so just about a week and a half away. I'm excited to get up to Vancouver. I know we were kind of waiting on some provincial announcements last night. I don't live in BC, so I was kind of waiting to hear from my friends in the mining and exploration business to tell me what the deal was. So Kendra, it's a go. What did we learn yesterday about big events?
Absolutely. So Roundup is a go this year. Roundup was going to be a go either way, whether it was online or in person, but the Roundup in-person portion is a go for this year. So yesterday, the public health officer announced that there were no major changes to conference-like events, which include concerts, hockey games, all that kind of stuff, as well as any industry-based conferences that are hosted at large sites, such as the Vancouver Convention Center. So we are a go at 50% capacity, and we're really excited to welcome people back to the conference. I mean, obviously, health and safety is a top priority for all of us, certainly here at AME, but right across the industry and all of our projects as well. So we have put in that extra added effort to make sure that everything is not only following the procedures and the policies and the regulations, but that we've gone above and beyond to make sure that people really feel comfortable in the space, as well as our health, are safe within the space.
50% capacity. Can you describe what the space will look like and feel at a 50% capacity?
Absolutely. So as most folks who have been in large convention centers know and realize, the overall convention center is really quite a large space. There's lots of open areas, and so 50% capacity for us, if we had more than our regular pre-COVID attendance at Roundup, would not be an issue for us. We would still be at less than 50% capacity for the venue as a whole. So with the COVID audience and the attendance that we are expecting, for spaces like the exhibit hall and the technical sessions and any seated events, we are fine with 50% capacity. So the exhibit hall, you will have one door in and one door out. It will be free flow within the rest of the space. The two technical speaking halls will have chairs that are 6 feet apart from one another and staggered chairs row to row. So lots of space in there. And then our meal events are really the one area where the 50% capacity has hit us. And that just means how many tickets we can sell, really. So those meal events have been moved to a larger space so that we can increase capacity while still maintaining 50%. We will have 6 chairs per table rather than 10 per table, and we'll have less tables overall in the room. So people should be able to feel like they can pretty much put their arms out and turn around in a circle at any point in time and feel quite comfortable that way.
How about personal preparation for attending? You know, mask mandate, any sort of regulations on entering the event?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So everybody does have to be vaccinated and show their vaccine passport, whether that's a provincial passport or if they're traveling internationally, the Arrive Canada app that you have to use to get into the country will need to be shown. There's also a series of screening questions. Have you been sick in the last few days? Have you been in contact? Those types of things. So the vaccine checkers will be asking those types of questions. When you walk in, masks will be mandatory. There will also be medical masks available for anybody who wants one on site. And then we've also got comfort level stickers that you'll be able to grab when you walk in. So traffic light colors. So red is keep your distance, no more than 6 feet. Closer than that is not okay. Yellow is I'm okay with an elbow bump, and green is I'm okay to shake your hand.
Okay, there's a lot going into this.
So much going into it. We are prepared. And
you have to be. You have to be. So I you know, kudos for really wading the waters in this, because I know, you know, this is not what you expect to do. It's something you absolutely have to do in order to get back to whatever this normal is going to be in the years to come, right?
It really is. And for us, it's all about bringing our membership together. It's all about being able to engage and connect and evolve for the next year, to set those themes, to have the ability to get some of these deals done and to, you know, get new hires into this industry. And so Roundup's a really important piece of what our industry does and takes part in every year. So we really did want to make sure that that opportunity was there. But likewise, it's really important that people evaluate their own risk level and their own comfort level. And so everything is also available online. Every company in the exhibit hall has a virtual booth, the Core Shack available virtually as well, and all the talks live streamed and available on demand for 6 months after. So we would love people to come down and interact and engage with us. But if you can't, if you don't feel comfortable, that online presence is there as well, and you'll be able to engage and chat and ask questions that way as well.
There's always a good general theme of Roundup each year. Remind us what this year's theme is all about, and really maybe some of the anecdotal parts of really seeing this theme through.
Absolutely. So this year's theme is exactly that. It is engage, connect, evolve. So the purpose really was hopefully post-COVID, that's turned out not to be the fact, but hopefully coming to an end of COVID, to bring people back together, to engage with one another, to connect, to network, to hear what's going on in industry, and to evolve the conversation into the trends of the future. So there are many trends of the future. They started last year and the year before at Roundup. You know, ESG, critical minerals, the low carbon future, these are all things that we hear constantly. And really identifying and showing not only BC's role in that as a center of excellence, but the ability to work together and collaborate not only with each other as industry, but with our First Nation partners to advance all those projects is really, I think, going to be a hot button topic throughout the entire 4 days of the conference.
You know, let's just kind of paint the broad stroke picture here of exploration in British Columbia, and really what has the industry accomplished here in the last year despite all the challenges that COVID has presented? There's continued money has been continued to be spent in the ground. It's been absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. We've had a phenomenal year in mineral exploration in BC, and this is getting into some of the announcements that we're going to hear at Roundup, but the dollars that have been spent in the ground are looking like they're going to be record highs. We now, I believe, have surpassed our record high for drill meters. We're over 1.2 million meters of drilling in BC this year, which is remarkable. So people have been really busy. They've been out in the field. They've been comfortable in their field camps and out doing work on the land base, working with their First Nation partners and working very, very closely with communities on the safety front as well. So lots of phenomenal things. We've also seen not only great drill results this year, but some really great deals being done and mergers and acquisitions in that space. So that's always a fun thing to be able to highlight going into Roundup, and then to see some of the conversations and deals that are made at Roundup for the deals that will be announced in the following months. So really exciting times for us in BC.
Yeah, you always kind of wonder what kind of conversations are being taken place behind closed doors there.
Absolutely, those conversations in the prospector's tent in the Core Shack.
All right, everybody. So that's going to be our last update with Kendra. We were kind of waiting on some of those announcements from the Provincial Health Administration, whatever you call it in British Columbia, to see really how this was all going to kind of fit in. Roundup in person is a go. Roundup virtually is a go. Monday, January 31st through February 3rd. I will be there. Happy to be attending. We'll also be doing some podcasting from the event. And Kendra, obviously, will be seeing quite a bit of you those days. In the meantime, best of luck to you and your staff. I'm putting the last kind of items together for Roundup. And again, kudos for all your hard work to seeing this through.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I really look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks. It's been far too long. So looking forward to it.
It has been. You can go to roundup.amebc.ca to look at registration information and the schedule. That's a wrap here for us today on the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the morning briefing bright and early, about an hour before the market opens. Have a great night, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.